Now, I'm delighted to be joined on the line next by Poppy Melia. And Poppy is the daughter of the wonderful Pauline Buick, artist and Kerry, proud Kerry woman, Kerry resident. We will claim her as one of our own. And we were also sad to hear of her passing. And Poppy is here to talk to us about her mum, but also about the wonderful care she got at the Kerry Hospice. Poppy, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Deirdre.
Lovely to have you on the programme. And my sincere condolences at the loss of your mum. It's been a few months now, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been just over a month, yeah.
And how are you all doing?
We're fine. Obviously, we miss her so much, but there's still a lovely atmosphere in her home. We're still using it a lot and eating there and have the neighbours there. And it's nice. There's a nice atmosphere still. But we missed her so much.
Yeah, and I bet you can still feel her presence around you.
Very much so. I don't think it's really sunk in yet. You know, sometimes, you know, I think I'm going to do something and then suddenly realise, oh, mum's not there. You know, it's a little shock every now and again.
Mm. And Poppy, your mum, as I said in my introduction, she wasn't born here, obviously, but she really was proud to be living in Kerry and associated with Kerry, and it was so much home to her, wasn't it?
Absolutely. She came over here when she was a small toddler, really, with her mother, and she fell for the place immediately, really, and stayed in love with the place. So when we were living, when Holly and I were up in Dublin and living up there, Mum yearned to come back to Kerry, and so they did when I was 8 years old. So we've been here for many years now.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. You're part of the furniture here.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit, and I know this is very difficult because it's so raw, it was so recent. You want to just pay tribute to the wonderful care your mum got in the hospice.
Yes, absolutely. It was an amazing place. My mum, after she had, well, she was diagnosed with cancer in 2001, and then she had a stent put in last March. When she had some trouble after the stent had been put in, and it was esophageal cancer. And a friend of mine who works in palliative care said, really, you should bring her in, because she was, I was telling her that, you know, she was depressed about it. Her mobility wasn't so good from a previous stroke that she'd had. And she has feeling pain as well. So she told me that it's not all about, you know, dying in palliative care. It's about symptom control and quality of life. And so we sorted it out, and we got Mum an outpatient appointment, and she was brought in there then just the following day, actually. And they were just, I can't say enough, they were wonderful in there. Mum had her own room and a patio out onto a lovely park, and little rabbits in the park, which delighted Mum because she drew them. And the nurses were so, so caring, and the doctors were had so much time for her. It just, and they had time for us too, and the dog was allowed to come and visit every day.
Which is great.
Yeah, and I believe there was even a horse there at one stage. Went in for somebody whose wish was to see their horse. So they're wonderful. And they have a jacuzzi in there, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Mum stayed there for a month and had lots of visitors come in. And the nurses, you know, would fool around with Mum as well. Mum loved the idea of doing some more tap dancing, and so one of the nurses would bring in a different tune every time she was on, and Mum would listen to the tune and with a view to tap dancing to it. And it was just lovely. And Mum had such an optimistic outlook. You know, she was talking about to some of her guests about going to Glastonbury Festival and things like that. But it was wonderful, because before she went in, she was depressed and she was in pain, and she was in bed most of the time, whereas when she was in there, she was in good form, and she was, you know, talking about you know, planning things and enjoying life. And so she was there for a month until they worked out all how to manage all her symptoms, and then she came home, and we had a lovely month at home before she passed away. So we were just we're so grateful to them in there.
And even when she came home, Poppy, I presume there was great help and support there too.
Absolutely. Palliative Home Care then took over, and they were there whenever we needed them, if we called them any time, even in the night, and they came to visit her regularly as well.
Oh, I think we might have dropped it. We might have lost her. Are you still there, Poppy?
I am here.
Oh, yes,
I'm here.
You're back again. Yeah. Sorry, sometimes we have problems with the line. I was just going to ask you, actually, was she still sketching and drawing right up to the end, or had she sort of abandoned that long since?
No. She did a commission just before her stent went in March, and then she had her sketchbooks in palliative care, and we found a little poor dead thrush which had flown into her window, and she sat outside on her little patio and drew that, and she did a little portrait of me, and she did a lot of sketching and drawing in there. So she really, really, in fact, I don't think she even really wanted to leave after the month. Her whole aim was to get back home, but we were saying, do you want to come home now? Mum said, I'm very happy.
isn't that such a great consolation to the family that her last months were happy ones?
Yeah, her last 2 months were really happy. And it was a very short period, really, where she was not that happy. It was, from when she had the stent to when we got her into palliative care, wasn't a particularly long period. So we're very lucky that Mum had a very, very good end of life, really. And, her symptoms were controlled so well for two of those months.
Oh, that's so lovely to hear. And Poppy, well, look, it's so nice to have you on the programme, and what a wonderful legacy your mum leaves behind. I mean, she lives
sure
on through her beautiful, beautiful paintings, which adorn so many public buildings here in Kerry.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Oh, yes, and there's going to be a night on Friday next, the 23rd, Culture Night. They're opening the doors of her collection, of her 2 to 70 collection, and I'm going to talk about being her daughter. So
that's
at
lovely.
7 o'clock next Friday. So
as part of Culture Night, that sounds lovely.
Yes, and everyone's welcome.
So. And where is that on? Yeah. Did you say?
It's on in Library Place in Killorgland.
In Killorgland.
Where her collection hangs.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Poppy, listen, again, sincere condolences on the passing of your mother, but we were privileged to have her living among us here in Kerry for so many years.
Thank you.
And thank you as well for your very kind words about the hospice on this hospice week.
Thank them, my goodness. Yes, we can't thank them enough.
Cheers, Poppy. God bless.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That is Poppy Melia there, the daughter of Pauline Buick, the late, great Pauline Buick.